And now I'm going to give the floor to the representative of an Islamic civilization, Ms. Hassan Safar from Levant, please.
In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. Thank you very much, Dr. Dugan. I'm a representative of humanity. I'd rather be. In talking about humanity, which lies at the heart of the philosophy and the geopolitics of a multipolar world, we believe that today more than ever, if we are to talk about the importance of humanity, we shouldn't turn a blind eye to what's going on in Gaza. Today, humanity is crucified, massacred, killed in Gaza. I read a report just today in the morning, and it said that 85% of children under the age of 5 spend 1 to 3 days without food. Where on earth could that happen and we turn a blind eye to this? So it is very important today to focus on this particular issue and not just take it as a matter of pure news and politics. Yes, the fight against unipolarity ought to be active in every spot around the world and on various platforms and among a large swathe of diversified spectra. In this sense, I would talk about our region, the region that I come from, which is West Asia. The recent ongoing Israeli genocidal war against Gaza is a turning point towards a multipolar world. It is the fulcrum and the integral shaper of this new multipolar world. Israel is an American manufactured entity. The apartheid country receives most of the American aid, especially economic and military aid, and of course, an aggressive media coverage, the formulation and the inculcating of a twisted narrative. Israel has been the largest cumulative recipient of the U.S. foreign aid since its founding, receiving around $310 billion. It is also an advanced military base for American presence in our region. It is propagated as the so-called only Western democracy in an Arab region. It is a pure embodiment of American hegemony and influence in our transitioning resourceful region. Yes, it is today more than ever a pariah state in our Arab region, which is the only entity that participates in Eurovision competitions. Today more than ever, this American influence is in an ebb. It is waning. And more, especially after the Russian special military operation in Ukraine and the Israeli aggression against Gaza and South Lebanon. Today, we shifted more than ever, whether in Russia or even in Lebanon, in Gaza and elsewhere, we shifted to preemptive steps and policies of defending our lands. The shift towards multipolarity requires getting rid of unipolarity, and the embodiment of this unilateralism in our region is Israel. And therefore, whoever fights Israel is fighting the unipolar project in the region. This has to be underlined, this has to be underscored, and this has to be focused on. So therefore, we must stand up today more than ever on the right side of history. And of course, with humanity, this has always been our side of the story, and we should support everyone who confronts and fights the unipolarity project in the region and support this by all and every means. We should support it economically, we should support it militarily, politically, in the media-wise, and culturally. After all, Dr. Dugan always said something which is very important and I cherish and highlight. Humanity is us, not them. This is very important to highlight. And allow me to finish with a verse from the Quran. And it says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in yansurkum Allah fala ghaliba lakum. When God helps you, none can overcome you. Thank you. Спасибо.